weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
So I want to be 100% clear here, and I think anybody that's a thinking person informed knows I'm not exaggerating. The world is in an economic crisis. The old Ponzi scheme is coming to an end. Different powerful forces are jockeying for control to prop themselves up during this. This is how new world wars happen. During the end of an era, the end of an age, the end of a system, this is what they go to. They take you to war. And President Trump believes he's secure in our hemisphere, taking out China's control through Cuba and Venezuela and Mexico. All that's real. And it was a decision that's risky, but I can understand it. This is America first. But getting into Iran, which all former presidents said no to because they got briefed that as much as the Pentagon would like to get rid of the mullahs, it would probably not work. So the dice were rolled, and now we have Americans facing highest Memorial Day gas prices on record. When you already had bad inflation, and now inflation is even higher than it was under Biden. Trump in a year had reversed it, slowed it down. He was having success. It was great. I was a big cheerleader. Had all the economists on. And now that's all being reversed. That's all being thrown away. And even if the strait opened tomorrow, after 70-plus days being closed, most analysts believe major correction, recession. And it's not a normal recession because we're at the end of the road. We now have a national debt service per year in our $39 trillion that is as big as the GDP every year. So everything we produce just pays for the debt to the bankers, BlackRock, the Rothschilds that made it up out of nothing. They positioned us just like a third world country into this situation. And then again, we have them saying Iran blew up this nuclear reactor today, caught it on fire. And the UAE says, we didn't see it come in out of any area Iran controls. Not the Houthis, not Lebanon, not Iran. They said, you need to think about who is a sophisticated state actor. I'll get to that report in a moment. But now we're entering the wheelhouse of the false flag. Biggest drone attacks yet on Russia. Russia shot down over 500 drones, over 1,000 hit, all over the country, deep inside the nation. This is escalatory. This is what happens in a war. People keep doubling down. The other side doubles down. I saw the new trailer for Dune 3. Big fan of Frank Herbert's books because he was a geopolitical genius. Instead, he put his geopolitical historical understanding into fiction so he could say things that you couldn't say in nonfiction back then in the 60s and 70s. And Paul Atreides is now the big leader. He says, the more I fight, the more I conquer, the more I defeat, the more people line up to fight me. And that's basically where we are right now. And our military is totally outstretched. You need boots on the ground for any of this. For all these wars, we need a 3 million man army. That means actual combat troops. We might have a 500,000 combat troops that are actually ready for combat. And they're spread all over the world. So now Trump's pulling them out of Germany and pulling them out of Poland and trying to get them all ready to go into something far worse than Vietnam. And 80-something days ago, Trump reportedly said, no, I'm going to hold back. And Israel struck first to drag us in, and the Secretary of State admitted that. So regardless of what you think of Israel, I know it's caused celeb and popular to hate Israel. That's not where I'm at. I'm just very realistic and pragmatic about it. Israel's current leadership is sacrificing us and our credibility and our future. So Netanyahu's been convicted, can stay in power during this war. It's so dangerous. And then you've got populism rising all over the world, globalists losing elections everywhere. They need a big war. The EU has shed it to get control again, to control domestic populations. Look at the big picture. I got a bunch of clips from farmers. You can look at the numbers. I don't just believe these farmers. I already know the numbers. We are one of the most, if not the independent, for any big nation, we're the most independent. We've already had Kerry, remember, a year and a half ago before Biden left office saying, as the climate czar, oh, we got to cut half the food or people will starve. Oh, cows farting is bad. And in the Netherlands and Sri Lanka and Ireland, all the place, they were cutting farming and by law not letting them grow stuff. And then a bunch of the fertilizer comes out of Ukraine, up to 10%. That's cut off. And now 30% is cut off the Strait of Hormuz in the growing season. And here it just means farmers go bankrupt and food prices go up. But in the third world, it means you starve to death. And Trump did an interview, another one with Fox yesterday. I've got the clips here. And he's like, your 401k's up. Don't worry. Most people don't have a 401k, Trump. Or if they do, it's tiny. Yeah, there's Trump. In fact, we'll get to that clip coming up, actually. I sent him over 100 clips here because anything I say, I got a clip of. I never forget, you know, NBC News, Lester Holt. Jones says kill Democrat reporters. Where's the video? Never said anything. Never said that. Where's the clip? We show you the clips. We show you them saying it. So we had to have a recovery or we were going to go bankrupt. The globalists wanted us to go bankrupt. That's the Great Reset. We're being positioned for Clyde and Piven. Trump was trying to stop it. I was a total cheerleader. And now Trump says, I'm not worried about the average American's financial situation. I'm not worried about Medicare and Medicaid. Those are all quotes. We're a war economy now. All I care about is Iran and uranium. Then he says, oh, it's really PR. It's all buried under rubble. But I just want to look like a hero. I mean, it's like he makes the worst statements you could for the upcoming midterms in 6 months, which all the polls show we're going to lose in royal colors. Here's just one of the farmers.
My family's farmed for 100 years. You don't want to be the one that can't keep it going, you know.
I am a Republican. I voted for this administration, but my patience is running thin.
We're here in the heart of the Mississippi Delta to talk with farmers about how the war with Iran is impacting them.
Oh, it's been awful.
The closure of the Strait of Hormuz is causing prices to skyrocket, things like diesel fuel and fertilizer.
We're buying a little bit at a time. And sometimes we know that we've only got 2 weeks of fuel. So what has happened to us is not just the impact of 1 year. We have lost customers forever. They will never come back because we're deemed an unreliable supplier.
I'm paying 60% more for diesel fuel than I would have been paying 45 days ago.
You got to have diesel for everything. You got diesel to disc, to plant, to harvest. So diesel's steadily going up like this, man. It affects us bad.
You have no choice. You know, you've got to go ahead and buy it, no matter what the price is.
There's going to be a lot of people that go out of business at the end of the year, either because they have to or because they're tired of losing money.
Farmers have already been struggling, with rising costs and even tariffs making things even harder.
It's going to be the nail in the coffin for a number of farmers. It's just the straw that broke the camel's back.
A lot of the money that comes through the economy is just shuffled from the government back to, you know, these big corporations and just kind of, your farmer's a middleman these days. Really are.
It just seems
Hit pause. Back it up 10 seconds. Yeah, my family still has some cows and still does a little bit of farming. Mainly Christmas tree farming and baling hay and some cows. And that's only for the tax exemption. And everybody has another job and then does that on top of it. But you hear about beef prices always go up, don't you? That's because four companies control 99% of meat packing. So the average rancher gets basically just breaks even, and then the monopoly gets all the money. And Trump has rightfully been trying to break that up and brought another fifth company at least. But my point is that this is a royal screw job. Remember when Biden said, oh, the reason gas prices are up is because the gas stations are gouging you. Everybody that knows this knows the average gas station makes no money or breaks even on gas. It's all about lottery tickets and Gatorade and cigarettes and ice cream and, you know, coffee. It's the same thing. But the left blames greedy farmers is the reason food so much. Yeah, right. That's why the farmers keep shutting down. There's almost none left. I don't know any small-time, even medium farmers that aren't big agro that don't have their regular job as an Amazon driver or running a restaurant or a school teacher or a county sheriff. You all know that live around the country, whether you're in Indiana or whether you're in Texas or South Dakota. You all know how it is. I mean, I got family that are veterans, 30 years in the Army, multiple degrees, everything. And just to live a basic American standard, they're working 7 days a week. And they love it because that's who they are. But the point is, that's how much they've squeezed us. And then Trump says, don't worry, you got a bigger 401k. What the hell are you talking about? Go back to the clip.
Back to, you know, these big corporations and just kind of, your farmer's a middleman these days. Really are.
It just seems like the farmer's margins were already slim and they just keep getting slimmer and slimmer.
We can't control diesel. We can't control, you know, wars. We can't control anything. All we can control is once we put that seed in the ground, that's all we are called to do, right? And the rest of it is up to the good Lord.
Now, I've supported Mr. Trump this entire way.
A big supporter of his.
But I do not agree with this, and I'm not happy about this at all.
I did not vote for this administration. We're just hoping that the administration can right some of the wrongs that it's created for farmers with tariffs and mainly what this war has inflicted on us.
A lot of people that did vote for this administration say it'll come around, but my question sometimes is, will you be in business when it does?
If President Trump were standing here in this field right now, what would you say?
I'd ask him to stick a sock in his mouth and not say anything for a while.
Get these fuel prices down. Get them down.
There's an old African proverb that says, when elephants fight, it's the ants that get crushed. The ants are getting crushed.
War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
And the Pentagon told you it would happen, and now it's happened. So, here's Trump, last night on Fox, not understanding the plight of the average American. He already said last week, I'm not worried about the average American's economic plight. I'm in a war. Here it is.